This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The CEOs of Aetna and Anthem, two huge insurance companies, are on Capitol Hill today for a hearing in the House about proposed mergers. Lawmakers have pressed the executives to explain how consumers could benefit from these healthcare combinations. From the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
When the companies announced their respective mergers, each promised efficiencies and reduced costs. Last week, Senator Al Franken asked Aetna's Mark Bertolini whether he would commit to passing those savings on to policyholders.
It is our intention to make our products more affordable, and we commit to continue to drive affordability across the system in the changing relationship with providers.
That's not quite an answer to my question.
Okay.
Instead of an explicit promise, the executives hinted that as bigger companies, they could negotiate better rates with hospitals and doctors. They said the deals would also make it easier to pay providers for quality rather than volume, another way they hope to control costs. Northwestern's Limor Daphne says whatever insurers promise on Capitol Hill doesn't mean too much.
It's not pledges that we want. It's competition that we want to ensure that savings are passed through if they're realized.
In other words, if these mergers go through, there may be less competition. And without competition, Daphne says, companies have less reason to lower premiums. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.